Have you tried to park near Findlay Market during prime shopping time on the weekend? Finding a spot on the street can be a challenge, and it can be even more difficult for residents near the market and people who work there. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Cincinnati City Council could vote tomorrow on a plan to address parking problems in the northern part of Over the Rhine, but the proposal faces some opposition. Joining me now to discuss the details of the plan and how parking has affected everyone who lives, works, and shops in that part of town are Cincinnati Department of Community and Economic Development Deputy Director Dan Bauer. Thanks for being here, Dan.
Hey, good to be with you.
Great to have you. Over the Rhine Community Council Quality of Life Committee Co-Chair Alexis Marsh. Welcome back, Alexis.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. ETC Produce Owner, Tansia Chavez. Thanks for being here, Tansia.
Thank you for having me.
And Madison's at Findlay Market co-owner, Laura Riley. Welcome to the program, Laura.
Thanks for having us, Lucy.
We've got so much ground to cover in what's going to time that's just going to fly by. So I want to ask each of you, I'll start with you, Alexis. What are three words that you think of when you're trying to describe the problem with parking in Over the Rhine north of Liberty Street?
Yeah, if I might, I have a petition started at change.org/OTRparking where there's map and more information about why we oppose this. I also have an Instagram account with video of the streets during these times. It's at Where Is the City Cincy, C-I-N-C-Y. You can see videos there of my street being completely packed with cars, and then I walk over to the Findlay Garage and videotape three floors completely empty. So there's so much more than three words to say as I've studied this, as I've tried to live in the district. But it just feels like a lack of communication, lack of collaboration, and just intense struggle.
Tansia, what about you? When you're thinking of parking for yourself, for your employees at Findlay Market, what are your kind of three words that come to mind?
Impossible. It is very difficult for any of us to find a parking spot at any time, really, not even just on the weekend. And just very, very frustrating.
Laura, how about you?
I think broader than us and our employees, I think more to our shoppers, our customers, because it's impossible. And there's probably a lot of solutions, but impossible. I agree with the Tanti on that one. Impossible is one word that would describe it.
Dan, your turn.
balancing competing needs.
Oh, okay.
There's only 800 spaces, and just from the folks on this call, a lot more demand for the spaces than just 800 cars.
And when you say 800 spaces, are you talking about street spaces, garage spaces?
So the plan covers the street, so the on-street spaces. So approximately 800 spaces are within this boundary of the Over the Rhine North special permit parking area.
Dan, how has the parking problem gotten to this point?
So long story, this area of OTR, go back 50 years, had 3,000 people. Population decline happened year over year. You just look at the census data, it continues to drop and drop and drop. The city made an intentional effort to reinvest in the area. So the city was doing land banking, 3CDC set up in partnership with the city, also doing land banking. The end goal being to bring more residents, bring more businesses into OTR North. In recent years, you know, we've seen success. We've seen a lot more residents coming back, investing in old buildings. We've seen a lot of businesses. We see Findlay Market being named one of the top 10 markets in the country. All great news. And all of those businesses and residents are bringing vehicles into OTR North. And so that's really where it's risen to city council. A lot of residents and businesses have expressed their concerns to council and have asked the city to do something. City council asked us to look into doing a special permit parking area. We put one in place for OTR South, so south of Liberty Street, north of Central Parkway, back in 2018. And so they asked us to start this journey back in 2022. It's been about an 18-month process of engaging with folks to kind of arrive at this point where we have something to kind of propose to council. It won't be the first time it's been out publicly, but to council of the plan of action that can help alleviate these parking concerns.
Alexis, would you agree with that? Is this a problem of like almost too much success and having people want to live there? Is that the
part of the issue here?
No, I think there's enough parking for everyone. The city is not including the surface lots and the garage, as well as the FC garage, as options for visitors, and instead have this very narrow view where they say, oh, we only have 800 spots, so we have to balance that between these groups. But we don't have access to the garage. We don't have access to those surface lots. Visitors under this plan, including the surface lots and the garage, will have 1,000 spots. In my district at Pleasanton Green, we're losing 32 spots that will be opened up to visitors right beside a surface lot. So I asked Daniel Vorenberry how many permits are currently issued to residents. There's 54, but the number of spots is going to go down to 43. And all of the residents that park on Elm and Race or Elder or Findlay, all of those residents will only have those 43 spots to park on during the day. So if you live in North OTR and you're an employee of Findlay Market, it's going to be really hard for you to find a spot. I work from home, as do a lot of my neighbors. We park on the street during the day. At night, we see folks parking on the sidewalk while the Findlay lots are empty. And that's a resource. We've asked DCED many times to say, hey, you have a resource in these lots. Let's look at that. Let's see how many people are we talking about? How many folks need permits? If we look at our district, 54 people need permits at the residential area. Can we project how many folks are going to need those permits at various times, right? Some are going to park outside of the neighborhood. Some are going to stay in. So if we can project, maybe that's, 500, 600 residents that need parking spots. In this district, we're providing 60 residential spots and then another 80 that are going to be shared with visitors. The street spots will be $1.25 per hour, whereas the surface lots and garages will be $3 an hour. So this plan won't do anything to address that competition to sort out where folks are going to go. It's just going to make the city money in parking fees and parking tickets. We're still struggling. We've been asking for years to be at the table, and it's been refused.
We're talking about parking problems in the northern part of over the Rhine and a city proposal to address them. Do you have questions or comments? Give us a call at 513-419-7100 or email talk@wvxu.org. Dan, Alexis was talking about elements of this plan. Can you walk us through what the city will be proposing to council tomorrow? I know we could probably talk for a long time about it, but as briefly as you can, what the proposal will be that goes before this council committee tomorrow and how it balances those competing needs or seeks to.
Totally. So just the proposal itself is to create an overlay. So today, absent an overlay, the city could go to areas of high demand and put in paid parking. Residents separately, similar to Alexis Street and one other, could petition for residential-only streets to put in resident-only parking. But that can only happen on resident-only streets. The plan is to look at it holistically. So rather than going piecemeal, as businesses are concerned about turnover, putting in meters, and as residents are petitioning, we want to look at this holistically and create a district where there's residential parking, paid parking, and flex parking, the flex parking being resident all the time, and during some hours of the day, it can be shared where residents that might go to work and use their vehicle and not need the space could be shared with paid parking. So the proposal to council is to create the overlay, which allows the administration to implement that sort of designation of spaces and really will allow more residential parking than currently exists. I think, as Alexis noted, we're about 80-some spaces now. This would allow up to 500, about 500 of the 800 spaces would then be accessible to a resident with that permit all times of the day. So that would be about 60% of total on-street spaces would be accessible to residents. So that's the part that goes to council. You're also going to hear just conversation about the other things we're doing to improve the parking environment as part of this initiative from the feedback we've received along the way. So that's though the main vote is about the on-street space, it's not limited to the on-street space. If we can make the environment more conducive to folks finding parking off-street, whether they be residents getting buying off-street passes, whether those be visitors knowing where to go in the on-street, that is part of what we're trying to do with the overall initiative to just ensure whether you're a visitor or resident, you have predictable locations where you know where you can find parking when you come to Over the Rhine.
Tansia and Laura, I want to get your thoughts on this too. I'll start with you, Tansia. What about as a business owner? I mean, you've got employees, you've got customers who need to park. What do you think of this plan the city is proposing?
We have talked about this with city council. We have talked about this with many of other city managers, and we're not happy. Finley Market has been here for 170 years. We have served the underserved in our community for 170 years. We have 65 full-time businesses, 75 weekend businesses, 65 Finley member, Finley kitchen businesses, and the biggest farmers market in the city. People are moving to Finley Market District because of Finley Market. We are the main reason everybody is putting so many dollars into the Finley Market District. And now for 500 parking spots, and we have over 104 million people that come and visit Finley Market a year, we're putting that at jeopardy for 500 parking spots.
What do you think, Laura?
I think that we have lost employees because of parking tickets. Fortunately, right now we have several of our employees live down in the area, so they walk to work, but they're kind of transient because once they graduate from college, they're going to be moving. A lot of employees at the market depend on finding those pockets of free parking, and it's going to disappear. Also with the customers, you know, some of the older customers who have shopped at the market for 20, 30 years don't want to pay for parking, or they don't want to walk too far for parking. And as the market is promoted as a tourist destination, it's gotten worse. I say in the past 6 months, we've noticed a lot more tourists walking around with their phones. They don't buy anything. They displace the, because I agree, we need people coming down there, but I think we need to focus more on the person who's buying groceries. One thing that I've talked to Kelly Lancer about is possibly on the weekend, make the north and south lot 2 hour maximum, get our shoppers in and out, keep those lots available to people who are actually coming to buy groceries. That would force the people who are coming down there for 3, 4, 8 hours to hang out, go down to the garage and park. You know, there's options, there's solutions, but I'm just afraid we're not going to find employees if they can't find parking and they can't afford parking. And, you know, there's the solution of, why don't you pay for your employees' parking? Well, then I would have to tack it on to what I'm selling. Do you want to pay more for what you're buying? So, yeah, it's a bad situation.
We do have a caller on the line. Hey, Mark, thanks for calling. If you could briefly give us your thoughts before we have to go to break.
Yes, sure. We're having a similar situation just right up of Finley. It's a walking distance from where I am and on Fairview neighborhood, where now you see it's grown. And, you know, every Saturday, even on big events down like Blink or anything like that, our streets are filled up with tourists and cars. And, you know, most, if you have a driveway, you're lucky, but if not, you're fighting with many, many people or just taking the spots. Permits, residential permits are almost a nightmare to have in Clifton, but I feel the pain. It spills over every time if there is an event. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. We are going to continue our conversation after a very short break, and later in the program, we'll talk with two local leaders about the growing hostility that elected officials are facing. This is Cincinnati Edition. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Lucy May. We're continuing our conversation about parking problems in the North Over the Rhine area near Finley Market and a city proposal to address the problem. My guests are Cincinnati Department of Community and Economic Development Deputy Director Dan Bauer, Over the Rhine Community Council Quality of Life Committee Co-Chair Alexis Marsh, ETC Produce Owner Tansia Chavez, and Madison's at Finley Market Co-Owner Laura Riley. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. Dan, right before we went to break, we heard from Mark, who commented about some parking headaches in his neck of the woods. I wanted to give you a chance to talk about that area around Clifton. I know we're not here to talk about that specifically, but parking is one of those universal concerns. And also his comment about how he's not sure residential permits really help.
Yeah, just to answer Mark's question, Clifton's another neighborhood, or Cuff, University Heights more appropriately, is we've been talking to them a while about parking and students and parking. And the really for them, it's a similar conversation on is it residential parking? Is it, you know, better or different rates of the on-street parking? Is it better advertisement of the garages? But how really to maximize both the off-street and kind of the main thoroughfare parking to alleviate the demand from those side streets. It is an ongoing conversation with a number of stakeholders up there. We have made some changes to kind of address concerns on some of the main streets related to paid parking. But the residential streets remain an ongoing conversation with the city. We've had different initiatives just kind of to ensure, you know, turnovers happening. We're enforcing, you know, no parking zones. We're enforcing kind of street sweeping areas, you know, to ensure we're getting the services to those streets. To say it's an ongoing conversation, I think that's just in parking all over the city when neighbors have concerns. We are talking to them. It's not, you know, we just do one initiative and it's over, but it's you undertake the initiative, you make the change, you test, and you continue tweaking until you're able to maximize really the benefits you're able to realize with the public right away.
Let me ask you this about employees. Both Tansia and Laura have talked about how their employees really struggle with parking. It can be very expensive for them to park if there's not free parking available. I know the city hired a consultant to look at whether an employee parking program could make sense. My understanding is the consultant recommended not to create that program. I read the report, but I don't completely understand why. Can you explain why the consultant came to that conclusion?
Yeah, the consultant really looked at the on-street spaces and could the demand from employees be shared with the other user groups, right? So the residents and the visitor, the folks who are visiting to, you know, either stop into Findlay Market, tourists, as Laura mentioned, or local residents just visiting the market. And they concluded really the demand, if you were to add worker parking into the environment, it just kind of takes away from the other groups in a way that's not going to satisfy any of the needs. It's also long-term parking, right? So they're parking for an entire shift versus, you know, coming in for lunch, right? Like if you think of visitor parking. And they recommended, hey, look at these garages that are kind of on the periphery of your study area. It's going to be a little bit more of a walk unless you park on the connector, but you have some options to find parking alternatives that, you know, could serve these workers. And that's something, you know, we've been working with Findlay Market on, kind of the corporation for Findlay Market directly, of what area, what garages have this capacity and could we put you in touch with to try to, you know, attain some sort of bulk rate for parking. The city has also looked at, can we find lots that are maybe municipally used where they're not available for fee, but they're available for, you know, on the weekends, like we have no use for them. So we do provide the parking lot of the Elm Street Health Clinic to Findlay Market on the weekends to kind of help with that demand. And they in turn then provide it out to workers. So we do look for those creative solutions where we can find them.
Yeah. Alexis mentioned this big garage earlier, this big new garage that's not far from Findlay Market. She said she's seen it empty when the street parking's just absolutely bonkers. Is there anything in this plan that will push customers or tourists to use that instead of filling up the street parking?
Yeah, so in the plan itself, deals with the ordinance is going to council, right? So if limited to the ordinance is going to council, that deals with the right of way. But we're not kind of limiting ourselves to what we're doing to the right of way. We're going to work on wayfinding signage to direct people to the garage. It was built in the Over the Rhine Historic District, so it doesn't look like your traditional parking garage where you can see it from a mile away. So that's one element. The other element is we've been facilitating conversations. The county has been in discussions just with Findlay Market generally about, you know, is there kind of a bulk rate that would work for the county who owns the garage, spent a lot of money building the garage, does need to make money on the garage, but a bulk rate that could work for both of them for worker parking. But we're just, from the city side, we're looking a little farther out on assets. We're just facilitating conversations as we can between Findlay Market and other stakeholders to try to come up with creative solutions that, you know, maximize the use of these parking assets, because no one wants parking garages just sitting there vacant all the time. If we can, through wayfinding signage, conversations to secure parking, I think that's one of our goals as the city administration.
What do you think about that, Alexis?
Well, I want to cover a couple points. When Dan cited the 60% rate for residential permits. He's including a part of the neighborhood that's on the other side of Vine Street. So we're focused mainly on the Finley Market District, where there's actually a lot of residents. Most of the residential permit parking you're proposing goes into another part of the neighborhood. And so that narrow view is the thing where you say you want to work with us, you say you want to work with stakeholders. I have been trying to talk to you for years, and you continue to point to things that I cannot use. I cannot park 7 blocks away and walk through one of the most dangerous corners in the city to get my son and I home. That's not an option for me. The other thing I want to say is that the Mohawk businesses completely reject the plan. They do not feel like they were involved as stakeholders. And even the folks around Grant Park that are going to get a lot of residential parking aren't really enthused about this plan. It sounds like Tonsia isn't crazy about the plan. Laura's not crazy about the plan. So who is pushing this forward? Because we don't feel like we've had a place at the table. There's a lot of ideas that we can discuss. The only place we can do it is at a radio station for 20 minutes. It's not enough. And I cannot get that through to you, Dan. Please have another stakeholder engagement session where we can have a discussion with our neighbors. Tonsia's marketing says support your neighbors. Tonsia, I shop at your store every week. I support you. I would love your support in finding a way to live in this neighborhood long term and sustainably. The other thing I want to say is that I don't live in the neighborhood because of the market. I live in the neighborhood because my son goes to SCPA. I live in the neighborhood because I do like walking, but I also need a car to get to work, to get my son to the doctors. There's so many reasons, and I'm meeting the more I talk to residents and workers at Finley Market. I hear so many different reasons for folks to have cars, and they all matter. But what we're doing with this plan is saying, you know who really matters? Suburban customers. And even them, I talk to them and they say, where's the garage? I'll park there, no problem. Can I get validation though? Because $3 in an hour right. is too much.
70% of people drive to Finley Market. 70%. That means 70% of my customers are coming from not in our area. That means that we have to support 70% of our customers because they are paying our bills. If we can't get those customers, we can't be open. We can't have team members. We can't be there. So we have to be able to support you. Yes, I understand you walk to us. I love seeing you in my store, but we have to be able to still sustain the businesses that have been here for 170 years.
Jeff, did you want to respond to that?
Yeah, just the engagement for this process started 18 months ago, right? We've gone to the community council as one kind of means of getting engagement and resident feedback. We've gone to Finley Market. We've gone to the OTR chamber. All of this feedback, we've been open to what should the streets look like. The first map we sent out was just to get ideas and thoughts, and we sent that to the OTR trustees, Finley Market, the OTR chamber. So this has been a process where we've been seeking feedback on what's the map from your view, right, as the residents, as the businesses, as the other stakeholders, that would maximize the use of this curb parking, understanding the curb parking's limited, and at some element, each of these groups, the way we can encourage them to find off-street, you know, parking, whether that's in the garages located nearby or garages on the streetcar route, or whether we can encourage alternative forms of transportation when coming to the market. Those are things we've been talking about as we've gone through this process. Just to the specific question on location, I mean, the residents that are closer to Finley Market just come in the most conflict with the market for the need for a balance between that business-related parking and the resident-related parking. And that's really what this whole process has been about, trying to balance those competing needs. You're going to have visitors that are willing to park in a garage. You're going to have visitors that need to see the parking on the street. And downtown, we have both of those kinds. So if you think about downtown, we have no residential parking, but lots of residents, and we keep growing in the number of residents downtown through intentional conversions by the city of office buildings into apartment buildings. And there, you know, the on-street parking serves a need for folks who are coming for a quick visit, just going to a business 30 minutes or less. And then we have off-street where you're spending several hours or you're coming for a work day, right, as a employee. But the on-street in Northern Over the Rhine can't meet all of the demand. And specifically around Finley Market, there, if we put too much residential parking, then that's a loss for businesses. You put too much business parking, well, then there's no options for residents. So we do feel like this plan, as we've proposed it, balances as best we can, acknowledging the Finley Market area has the hottest demand for all groups.
We do have a couple callers on the line. Hey, Jeff, thanks for calling. If you could quickly tell us your comment or question.
Yeah, very quickly. I'm Jeff Lugan. I'm in the Mohawk area, and that's north of Finley Street. And we have asked the city to come and talk to the Mohawk Neighborhood Association about this parking plan on numerous occasions, and they haven't done that. I own a business down there. I've owned one for 45 years. There's several other businesses, Rheingeis, Northern Row, Riverside Architectural, Rookwood Pottery, whose employees use the free street curb parking north of Finley Street, and for the city to come in and meter this parking and make it flex parking will put a significant burden, financial burden, on these wage earners. And they haven't, I haven't talked to any business owner above Finley Street that the city has come and talked to about this parking plan. And to a T, nobody likes it. And we've offered on several occasions to have them come talk to us and tell us about this parking plan, and they won't do it.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that. I don't know, Dan, you want to respond briefly to that?
Yeah. The conversation with the business owners has been, and they've communicated the feedback a couple times, being removed from the plan. And just in communicating back to them, the concern has been if we remove that on-street parking from the plan, that just becomes an area of free parking where they are still in conflict with all of the other, you know, groups because it's free. And if you're trying to establish a meter rate to encourage folks into the county garage, everyone is going to look for the free parking. So that's just from the northern side of the neighborhood. We understand that there are other uses there. Some of the feedback we had along the way was just removing some of the curb restrictions on McMicken, which the final plan did. And we did not impose curb restrictions past, I forget if it was Vine or Race Street, but we have been open to that feedback along the process, acknowledging, you know, that free parking is just, we're trying to, through this plan, balance these needs, knowing that if you leave areas that you haven't addressed, it's just going to drive more of the demand into those areas, and those companies will still experience the same challenge.
Well, I feel like we could talk about this for another 30 minutes, but unfortunately we have to wrap things up. I've been talking with Cincinnati Department of Community and Economic Development Deputy Director Dan Bauer, Over the Rhine Community Council Quality of Life Committee Co-Chair Alexis Marsh, ETC Produce Owner Tansia Chavez, and Madison's at Finley Market Co-Owner Laura Riley. Thank you all so much for your time today. Cincinnati City Council's Equitable Growth Committee is scheduled to vote on this proposal tomorrow. Up next, we'll talk with two local leaders about the growing hostility elected officials are facing. This is Cincinnati Edition.